Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh boy, howdy, do we ever. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, lover.
Hello, lover.
I'm excited because today is our Halloween episode.
Wait, that was terrible. Hold on.
Too scary.
Yeah, Vincent Price's bones are in with us today.
You know who else's bone is with us today?
Yes.
You know this handsome Andy Kaufman award-winning devil, a Brooklyn-based performer, writer, and comedian. You've definitely seen this fella on and writing for The Chris Gethard Show on Fusion by way of Washington State.
Hey, he's one hell of an improviser, performing every Saturday at the UCB Theater in Chelsea with his weekend team Grandma's Ashes. He also plays a mean George Costanza in UCB's improvised Seinfeld show. We are fully erect to welcome Drew Johnston.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah, I am erect as well.
Yes, we're all at attention.
All right.
My clit is hard.
Swolled clit.
Swolled and woke AF as well.
Yes, that's true.
Woke
clit is
clit.
Very
that's
progressive clit.
That's a good hashtag.
That
you
is.
Could get
woke clit.
Clit.
Guys, let's get that going.
Yeah. Tweet at us, hashtag that woke clit.
All those nude selfies we've been asking for but have not yet received.
Nope.
All right, well, we are a classy podcast here.
We are. We try to wine and dine our guests. And we asked Drew Johnston his favorite beverage. And
Drew said,
quote you on this one, favorite beverage is coffee, black. Or if we're drinking, then an IPA beer. Although if we're drinking in the morning, don't know how a beer might taste, so would say maybe an Irish coffee.
Yes.
Loved the logic train coming out on that one.
You know we went with that Irish coffee.
Well, of course we did. We're fucking drunks.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
It really is. It gives you a little pep in the step, but a loose pep.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a, you know, just kind of gliding through the morning.
Get drunk, sober up. Get drunk, sober up. It's like every other sip.
What is the, isn't there like Sparks beer, or Sparks was like a malt liquor that had like energy stuff in it?
Yep.
I remember going on a tear after a bad breakup of drinking a bunch of Sparks.
That's like, my drink now, man.
I know, man.
Yeah.
It was
so
really
Drew just got a sixer of Sparks. He just holed up in his bedroom.
Let's go crazy. I literally was visiting my old college and I passed out in my friend's room staring at the ceiling. Like passed out and stared. Like it was both of the things because
yes.
of Sparks. I just did it.
It's kind of like just like a different way of doing a bunch of cocaine.
It
and
is,
drinking,
yeah.
You know,
well, didn't they dial back the what was the other one? The
Four Loko.
They dialed back the ingredients because I think it was just too intense.
Well, people just black out because you feel awake, but your brain is off.
Well, it's the coffee, but it's also that sugar rush. It's the caffeine. I mean, it's not coffee. It's caffeine, but and taurine and guarine and all that.
All. It's like Monster Energy drink.
Yeah.
I've had a half of one of the Four Locos, like the original things of Four Locos, and I had half of it, and I was actually very alert the entire New Year's Eve that I drank it.
Yeah.
But the next morning, woke up and immediately vomited.
Yeah.
Like I thought I was fine.
And the vomit's like neon.
Yeah. It was neon.
You're like help.
It was like neon pink or neon green. It was the watermelon flavor, whatever that was.
I had a group of friends who have now all since moved to LA. About probably 5 or 6 years ago, and that was like our drink.
Yeah.
So we just aggressively blacked out every night. Mm. And you just wake up somewhere and be like, that's Four Loko, man.
Yeah. It's all the
gross.
It's the alcoholism, it's the diabetes, it's everything. It's just everything rolled into one package for you.
It's America.
It's an American
drink.
Beverage. Yeah. That's the hell with Budweiser.
Fuck it. So Drew, are you single or looking to mingle?
I am.
That's the same.
Yeah. I am not looking to mingle.
Not
and I am not
to mingle.
Single.
We did know that. You have a lovely girlfriend.
Yes.
She's terrific.
I like the way she dances.
Good dancer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I like the way she moves.
Wee, wee, wee. Guys, we're wasted.
Yeah. We're coffee drunk.
It is before 10 in the morning, and I'm having a great time with this Irish coffee.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. What? Okay.
In Dubai.
That yes, that's probably true.
Oh.
Well, what do you say we slip on over to Sexy Science?
Oh, yeah. Also, Haas, we want to say thank you for coming in. Haas is a little under the weather.
Yeah.
He's doing us a kindness by coming in.
Hey, no problem, guys.
You might not be able to tell because he usually sounds like shit, but he's ill.
He's going to do those like Trump snorts into the microphone.
Yes.
Yeah,
there they are.
It's a nice little ambiance to remind everybody for the upcoming flu season.
Yes.
Yep.
Don't forget to vote
and
for the flu.
And get those shots, baby.
Could you get both at the same time, like a flu shot and vote?
They should do that.
That would be
they
a good
definitely do that.
Way to get flu shots out yeah. there.
Civic duty.
And then yeah. you're truly being rewarded for mm-hmm. being a good citizen.
Yep. Yeah.
By not dying of the flu. Well, what do we do here at Sexy Science Lover?
Well, you know, we like to discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts, so we ripped these articles from the headlines.
Ripped from the headlines.
This one was torn right from Click to Houston. This is a hell of a site here. Title of this one is Halloween Trick-or-Treating, Learn Where Sex Offenders Live in Your Neighborhood.
For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
All right.
Yes.
I like that that's Thriller comes after sex offenders.
Yep, yep.
It's so
that's required by the courts, I believe. After your verdict is read, they play a little Vincent Price Thriller.
But I feel bad that it's Michael Jackson who's a sex offender,
that's
not
true.
Vincent Price.
No, no. Vincent was never known to diddle.
Well, this topical matter, if you're taking your kids out trick-or-treating this Halloween in Houston, Texas, I think we have a lot of listeners down in Texas.
Yeah, we do.
Make sure to find out where all the registered sex offenders live in your neighborhood.
Yeah, according to local law enforcement, most of the city's 5,300 registered sex offenders are not restricted from participating in the holiday, so the Houston Police Department steps up sex offender checks every pre-Halloween every year.
That's true. This is really cool quote. Most have the same rights as any other citizen. Most. We just need to know where they are. Houston Police Sergeant Richard Callis was quoted. Only certain convicted sex offenders with specific parole or probation requirements are barred from handing out candy on Halloween.
Just go to the Houston database and enter your address to see where any registered sex offenders live in your area, as well as their photo, address, and age, and all that stuff.
God, what a beautiful article. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah.
God.
Happy Halloween. Also,
can you
what are
even?
The ones, what are the ones, who are the one percenters of the sex offender registry who are not permitted? Because he said most, but
I
some
think,
are not.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe if you were like arrested fucking a kid on Halloween.
Right.
That's the thing.
You did lure with candy. You were actually one of the cliched offenders.
Yeah,
lure
like
with
you
candy.
Put a Butterfinger wrapper over your dick.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a Butterfinger. That is,
everybody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Little fingers. This is the one time, and you know I hate sex offenders as much as the next person. This is the one time where I'm like, come on. The fact that they're like, just Google it, and then you get their photo, their age, and their address, and you can go to their house and like light them on fire. It feels like a little bit of a breach of civil liberties.
Well, yeah.
So it's also because Halloween is trick or treat. You're really encouraging the trick.
You are.
At that point, you're like,
well, and
it's all tricks at 432 Chestnut.
Exactly. You get what you pay for. I don't know if that's relevant, but I do think that parents should just stick with their kids. Like, I don't think the answer is being like, don't go to Chestnut Street. You'll get raped. I think it's like, just if you're hanging out with your kid, you'll probably be fine.
Hey, I bet sex offenders have the best candy. They probably are giving out king size.
The king size, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love those houses. Yep. Is it worth a diddle, though?
No.
Only because there's so the volume on Halloween. Like, you'd get 5 fun size rather than get a king size and get diddled, I would say. You know, there's enough fun size going around.
On the flip side, could it be that the sex offenders are the one giving out the good and plenties? Like, they're the ones giving out the ones
they're
that
out.
Nobody,
yes.
They're out of touch.
They're like, if you want those good and plenties, you only there's one house here. On the block.
That's what the police should make them do.
Yeah.
They're like, you give out fruit so no one comes.
Yeah.
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 That's that would be a
you give out dental floss.
Yeah.
You're a toothbrush. You and the dentist are the only house no one wants to go to on Halloween.
Turn all the lights out and just jerk off in the window.
Ah, yes.
Guys, I don't even know anymore. I mean, when I was a kid, they would check every piece of candy, and my parents were like, there's razors and everything, and there's never anything.
Oh, that was just a scare. That's just like with everything else.
But honestly, like if some psychopath took like a fucking needle and put some poison in something, nobody would ever know.
No.
It's not like your parents can dig through a pillowcase full of like Tootsie Rolls and know if one of them's poisoned.
No.
No. My dad used to pour all of our bag of candy on the ground, and then he would just look at it, and he would take the Reese's peanut butter. And that's like how
he used the old
get.
Razor blade check. Yeah. Like, he's like, well, these Reese's look a little
these
funny.
Reese's, and then he would eat them. Yeah. And we were like, they're clearly not Reese's. They're clearly, oh, God, this Irish coffee.
Yeah, guys, we are. Whoo, is it hot in here?
It is. Woo. It's also funny because the brain wants to speak fast because of the caffeine, but it doesn't have the wits.
Fortitude.
Nope.
Guys, this is like the Four Loko of our ancestors.
Oh, this is everything I've ever wanted.
That's hilarious. I'm going to do that with my kids. Definitely just steal all their candy and be
like, this one looks like razor blades. I'm going to have to eat it.
But that's my favorite.
Like, this is what being a parent is. You potentially eat razor blades for your children.
Well, to everyone in Houston, stay safe.
Yes.
Thank you. I feel like we summed that up.
Also, dress in a costume, the oldest costume you can find. Be older people, you know?
That's an
anti-pedo move, I feel.
That's great. Yeah.
Just dress really as like. Move.
Yeah, no JonBenet costumes.
No.
Yeah, definitely not.
Don't. I mean, I would say even regardless. Yeah. JonBenet is a hell of a costume no matter what the circumstances.
I want to be JonBenet Ramsey.
Yes.
Halloween.
I think you could pull it.
I've wanted to do that every year, and people have been like, you're a horrible person.
I think you should do it.
Yeah.
I think you should totally do it.
You do marks on the neck. You carry the suitcase around. Yep. I mean.
It's all there. You get to get a little crown on.
We went to JonBenet's house recently.
We did.
We were in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Two dogs. JonBenet, are you?
Haas, you still with us?
Yeah.
But they've painted the house and they've changed the street address, which is very interesting.
They changed the street address.
Because of all the creepy people of the occult, like us, who were trying to.
Yeah. To visit.
Yeah. So Murph's removing clothing.
I need to take off.
Getting very sexy in here.
I'm sweating from the coffee and the boots.
A new family lives there now, and they have like five huge dogs. So we went up to try to take pictures of the house, and all the dogs barked at us. But then they became our friends.
The dogs did?
The dogs eventually came around.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
We were petting them through the gate, and they were very sweet.
Yes. So new JonBenet house owners, thumbs up for your residence, your property.
Your canine companions were delightful.
Oh, what do you say we slip on into listener love, huh?
I would like to.
Listener mailbag.
All right, true. Listeners, they tweet at us, they email us. Sometimes they just stop us when we're trick-or-treating at their house and they ask us questions.
Great.
They need advice on their hearts and parts.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And we're not great at giving it, so we hope you could help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Haas, who do we have first?
Our first question is from Garrison in Atlanta, Georgia, via our Twitter at Menage Radio. Gar says, my wife dripped. Fuck.
All right. Haas is pounding.
That's all.
That's
all part of the question, right? My wife. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he spilled something on his keyboard.
All right. My wife dressed up as a witch last year, and I know this sounds dumb, but I'm pretty sure she put a spell on me. She caught me flirting with her coworker and gave me this mean look. I've had terrible gas ever since. Help.
No, you are a dummy. I'm sorry. You asked. You said it might sound dumb. It does.
But what if you did really strongly feel someone had put a spell on you? No one would ever believe you.
Psychosomatic. Once you believe it, you start making it true, you know?
The brain can do that. Like the secret?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the anti-secret. Like, the tell-all, I guess, is what you would call it.
The tell-all.
That's it.
Should write that book.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because it is like, I feel like if I'm ever worried about, if I'm worried about like bug bites, I'll get hives. Like I'll get like things that I'm like, oh God, I have so many bug bites. And then it's like, oh great, it's just because I'm worried so much about the bug bites, I get the hives.
Yep.
Or like when you're like, I'm really worried I'm going to get too drunk tonight because I'm so excited. And then you get way too drunk.
Yep.
Way too drunk.
Yeah.
It's like your birthday or New Year's, and then you end up just throwing up and everyone hates you.
It's the tell-all. It's the tell-all is what you've got tell-all. Going on here in Atlanta.
We should write a book called The Tell-All, and Oprah can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like The Secret.
We should just ask Oprah if we write a book, will you just put it on your club?
Oprah, before we get brainstorming too deep here, we want to know if it's worth it. Are you gonna plug this book?
Could you put it in there, please?
Here's a synopsis.
We'll call it The Big O.
Oh, yeah. It'll be The Big O all over.
The Tell-All. The Big O.
The Big... Oh, no. It's a Tell-All.
There it is.
Who can say?
Well, I think my answer for... What's his name? Greg? Phil?
Garrison.
Garrison.
Greg. Yeah, it's a combination of Greg and Phil.
I think Garrison... I think you're making this up. I think you're probably...
It's in your head.
I think you're probably nervous that he's... I don't think she probably even realized you were flirting with someone.
No.
You probably saw that, realized what you were doing instantly. I don't know how you reacted. Sometimes when I react badly, I eat a lot of fatty foods.
Yes.
That might be what he did.
The gas. It's the guilt, too.
Oh, yeah.
You might have pounded some sparks. Who knows?
Oh, that'll do. That'll do it.
I think he's guilty and he's drinking sparks and eating fatty food.
Yeah. Mm. So look at yourself in the mirror, Garrison, Phil, Greg.
And stop flirting with other people.
Yeah.
Who else do we have, Oz? That was one helped. We're one for one.
All right. Well,
helped.
This is our second inquiry. It's from Megan in Boston, Massachusetts, via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Sandy. What? Fuck me.
Gregville?
Megan?
Gregville.
Megan asks, any ideas for an original slutty Halloween costume? I just want to get laid, but I ain't no sheeple.
JonBenet's taken. Sorry.
Drew's going as JonBenet.
Sexy JonBenet. So I gotta get laid.
Which might just be JonBenet, sadly.
I think it's just
pageant ready JonBenet.
No, she's wearing more makeup than anyone has ever worn.
Yeah, original slutty Halloween.
So she's saying she doesn't want to do the cat, the bunny, the
pirate,
the witch.
Yeah, so the mermaid.
What's like a slutty, like a brick?
Ooh,
a slutty brick. So now
we both got a little hot and bothered.
I would love that, man. It's like sturdy but slutty.
Yep. Yeah,
that's it.
You're like, hey, baby, you looking for a mason? Nah, lay those bricks.
Yeah. Nobody's gonna blow this house down. That's it. Right?
All night.
But please blow me.
But please blow me.
Hey, what about hot garbage?
Oh, hot garbage. I'm hot garbage. I love that.
I like that. It's kind of a little pun almost.
Yeah. And you don't even have to really do much. You just like. I can step into a garbage bag and stuff it with some trash.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could cut little holes for your nips to poke out.
This is beautiful. It. You got a real fucking answer out of this one.
Here's one that I'm going to throw out there. Now, I was thinking we couldn't do, like, I think there's going to be enough sexy Trumps, and I think there's going to be enough sexy Ted Bones. I think those are going to be the sexual Ted Bone.
Oh, Ted Bone, yeah.
I think if you go as sexy Dennis Kucinich, I don't know who's going to do that.
No.
No.
Is it possible?
I don't know.
Dennis, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Only you can pull this off.
Only
sexy Kucinich is
that's
yeah.
a great idea. And I like that it's like of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he leaned into it more of his like elven, he kind of has like a woodland creature. If he leaned a little bit further in that direction.
Oh, for sure.
I could see him going into that.
Like, don't shave your neck?
Yes. Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let that neck grow.
Murph, you didn't give an idea.
No, I didn't. I don't have any.
Come on. A sexy thing that's not normal.
I said
sexy?
JonBenet to start it off with, which is heinous enough. I'll repeat it if you want me to.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. Let's see. Hot garbage is actually an amazing answer.
Hot garbage is the one.
Because it's the pun costume. Everyone, what are you? And you're like, of course, I'm hot, duh, and I'm garbage.
Yeah.
What about spicy meatball?
There we
Ooh,
go.
That's good.
Because then I'm just copying the hot garbage thing. Where you have something that feels.
You could do hot pocket, too.
Oh.
That could be something, like a hot.
Just a pocket.
Just,
you're like, there's a pair of pants around you.
Yeah.
The breast pocket, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was thinking, it's just also like an orifice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot pocket.
That's a hot pocket.
Pocket is the orifice of the pants.
Unless you're dead.
Yes.
Cold pocket.
Then it's a cold pocket.
That's a cold pocket.
Unless it's a... Yeah, it's always going to be a cold pocket. I was like, well, if it's a thermal jacket, maybe it continues to be hot, but I don't think it does.
I'm talking about like a dead
a dead hole.
A dead mouth, a dead vagina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a coldness there.
Excuse me. I think the hot garbage, it wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go as hot garbage.
Huss.
Two for two.
Anyone else?
Yep.
Help.
Lastly, we got an anonymous message on Facebook.
Here we go.
Oh, for me. Okay, interesting. Well, Anonymous wonders, trick or treat, Haas?
Trick or treat, Haas. Oh, my God. They're coming for your ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean.
Is this from Houston? Or no, it's Anonymous.
It's Anonymous. I'm going to say trick.
Oh, you're really laying into it.
You dirty Jesus. Dog.
You're picking dare.
You are, you are right at the gates. I love that it was an honestly, too. It's like, look, if I'm gonna lay all the cards on the table, trick.
Yeah,
that's right. I like to get fooled a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Joke's on you.
I actually kind of think I'm trick, too.
Trick?
I would go trick over treat.
Oh, my God.
I know you would go trick.
What if it's a scream egg? Then it has to be treat.
That's true. You love your scream eggs.
If the trick had a scream egg involved.
Right.
Are you familiar with a scream egg?
No. What is a scream egg?
It's a Cadbury cream egg, but a genius marketing technique so that they can't only sell it at Easter, as now they do green filling and sell it in the fall, and it's a scream egg.
Yes.
A scream egg.
And I had
Cadbury scream
12
egg.
The other day. Murph got a bunch to
I
keep
I bought
in
a dozen.
Fridge.
I picked up a dozen at the store.
And I ate them all. Yeah. Immediately got diabetes.
Yeah, you pounded them.
Those have so much sugar. I remember eating like three of them, and I couldn't sleep that night. Like,
yeah,
the cream eggs. That, I'm amazed. It's the fondant.
I don't. There's something wrong with me because there's certain candies where people are like, "Oh, they're delicious," but I can only have half, and I'll be like, "I just ate 40." Like, I don't know what it is. I think it's like nostalgia, but I love it.
Yeah. You're like the Gaston. Isn't that that's like when I was a kid, I ate four dozen eggs.
Yeah,
you're
yep.
just like that, but of the Cadbury. Bro.
Yeah.
I ate four dozen cream eggs.
Exactly.
Cream and scream.
Type 2.
And also, it's because they hoard them, too. Cadbury is, they only release them at a certain time. And if you try to...
CVS ran out.
CVS, I went there. The woman said there was one left, and the packaging was a little bit
He brings
open.
It home, and it's the part of the chocolate is exposed.
Wow.
And I'm like, you think I'm going to eat this? And then I ate it.
You immediately ate it.
I just scraped with a butter knife, like the part that I've been showing. It was a low point.
No razor blades.
No.
Yeah.
Oh man.
eBay, people sell them. They go up. If you try to buy them in like June, people have them on eBay, but they'll sell them for $5-6 a pop.
But what's gross about that is then you know they've been sitting around.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, June.
I've told the story a lot, but I think I'll tell it again because it's so good. My friend growing up found a Cadbury egg in his backpack in like June, basically, and was like, yay, it's a miracle, and bit into it, and it was filled with maggots.
Oh! Yeah. Oh,
isn't that the worst thing you've ever heard?
I love Drew's face on that. Shifted from because he was so happy. It was like, oh, we found a treat in June, and then the maggots, and it just washed over your face.
I just imagine because also they're the same color as the cream.
Yeah, so you're probably chewing for a moment before you realize.
And you're like, as a child, you're like, yay, it's in my book bag, not thinking like, ew, what's in your book bag?
Oh no.
Well.
Yeah. Hey, those maggots had a great day, though.
Sure they did. Maggots, those maggots were, there should be a Pixar movie about those maggots.
Yeah. Exactly. Usually you're like in a squirrel or something.
Yeah, you're in a pile of trash or, a corpse of a squirrel, and you just, you know, you're alive and dead
corpse
in 10 minutes. Your life cycle flies by, but they went on a journey.
It's a great example of a treat becoming a trick.
Ah. And there you are, 3 for 3. Well, those questions were amazing, but now we have some for our guest.
Ooh, yes, we do.
This is a little something called sections, the rapid fire sex questions.
All right.
So you just have to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, you better believe it.
All right, starting now.
Drew, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Ooh, a love seat.
What's the sexiest animal?
Panda bear.
Ooh, who's your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, God. I would probably say Sarah Bareilles.
What U.S. president would you bone, living or dead?
Oh, President Obama.
Yes. 69 or 420?
69.
Lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Yes.
All right.
Six sections with Drew Johnston.
You did well.
Thank you.
Very well.
That last one, I just said, and then the tone reminded me of that song.
Went right into Bill Withers. Just channeled it through your grunts.
That might be in your brain.
Yeah.
It might be.
It's like a deep, meaningful.
The first recorded track, Bill Withers was on the shitter, I think.
Dude, can I say, Obama is 100% the easiest boneable.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so definitely. Boneable.
Yeah. So boneable.
Because I know everyone was turned on by Slick Willie, but for some reason I didn't find him as handsome as... The Southern Charm was fine.
Yeah.
But I didn't physically,
Are
I
you
think...
Are talking about Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Slick Willie, it took Slick me a minute. Willie. I was like,
that was
who?
A nickname of his, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Jefferson Clinton, excuse me.
I always say Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was like a burly. Fat drunk with a mustache.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm the Teddy of this marriage.
I think I'm the Teddy of this marriage. No, I mean, there's some good ones, but Reagan, everyone likes, who cares? JFK,
I'm not into either of those.
No.
I remember seeing JFK and everyone was like, he's the most attractive president. And I was like looking at him, I was like, I don't buy that.
No,
like,
I don't
really buy
there's
that.
There's no way he was a generous lover. He was handed everything.
Yeah.
Obama, I think, would be thoughtful and take care of you.
A precise.
Precise lover, yes.
Like, there is the clit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then the Senate comes in and blocks the clit.
Yeah.
That was a terrible joke.
Oh, wow. I like the idea that the Republicans would definitely
they
be
would
blocking
block
that clit.
Block Obama's cunnilingus.
Oh, they cock block it all.
Yeah.
Holla. All right, who else? What was your celebrity crush?
Sarah Bareilles.
But as a question mark.
So
a question
she
mark
is. Well, yeah, because I was just talking with my girlfriend last night about how attractive, I find Emily Blunt. And yes. I find her exceedingly attractive. Mm-hmm. But then Sarah Bareilles is...
Who is that?
She's a singer-songwriter, and she wrote that song, the song Love Song. Ain't gonna write you a love song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she also sang the song Brave that, like, Katy Perry ripped off. That it was, like, a thing.
I have no idea.
Anyway, she is... I just love her music so much.
Yeah.
And then the first photo... the first album that she has, I never knew what she looked like. And, like, her first album was just, like, just her eyes over, like, a... Like brick wall or like
oh like a
water.
Like a burka?
Like no, it was like over a record. I wish. Oh my god, it was yeah, it was a burka.
Just a little peekaboo.
And it made my brain go like
what?
Oh, what's
the nose
going
like?
On here?
What's on the other mouth side? Like?
And then I saw her and I was like, all in. I mean, she is very. She's also like she wrote the musical Waitress. I never saw it.
Oh, yes. I heard it was great.
Yeah, I hear it's good.
I like that because it's a unique celebrity crush.
Yeah. It is a weird one.
We get a lot of, like, McConaughey.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
we
yeah.
don't. But, you know, there's, like, classic ones yeah. that are expected.
Yep.
Yeah. I would say, like, maybe, like, I think probably Katy Perry. Is that one that you guys get a lot or no?
No, but I think Murph thinks she's hot because she has nice boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. I like her breasts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She has nice breasts.
I like her breasts and I like
her
one
face,
of her songs
though, to
a
me,
lot.
Just looks very Firework. Generic.
Yeah, she is generic.
Yeah.
I feel like I go more towards, you know, Penelope Cruz.
Sure.
I like oh, yeah. the, I like a little bit more character
in the face.
In the face.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah, it's almost as if Katy Perry has tried to take all the character out of her face.
Exactly. It's kind yeah. of like a doll, yeah. which I understand some people like that, but I'm just like, there's just
it's
nothing
truly
for
just
me
her
there.
Breasts yeah. for me with Katy Perry. That's
she,
all.
I, don't I just like that she dated Russell Brand. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why you like her.
That's why you like her?
Yeah.
You know who she also dated is Travie McCoy, the lead singer for Gym Class Heroes.
Oh,
what?
Man.
What?
Now I'm even what? More on board.
And this is how I found out about her was because she played his girlfriend in the music video for Cupid's Chokehold.
What? I don't know anything. I don't know anything that yeah. you just said.
I don't
this is
either.
A deep cut of Bruce's bad music taste.
I love it. I love it. Wait. Jim whatever heroes? What is it
Jim
called?
Jim Class Heroes.
Jim Class Heroes. And do they, would I know anything
I
that they sang?
Highly doubt it. well, their biggest hit was... Their biggest hit was the Cupid's that sampled Supertramp, the song
"Goodbye Stranger."
No, it sampled "Take a Look at My Girlfriend."
Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
she's the only one I got. And then it's just him like, it's I think it's like someone from like Pennywise singing that.
Oh,
I mean, it's something insane like that. Or Fall Out Boy. It's the guy from Fall Out Boy
oh
singing
God.
It.
All the dark forces came together
I know,
for that
man.
One.
It is everything.
We I thought of you recently because we had like. Some nostalgia for that song. But where were they going without
never
ever knowing
the way? Fastball.
Do you know
oh,
that?
Yeah. Oh, I love
because
that song.
My memory of you in like parentheses was just how you were so open about liking like, no offense, but like terrible music.
Terrible music. Oh, yeah.
And
I'm
I was like, I feel like that's a song that maybe Drew liked a lot.
I love yeah. it. I think I have it on my iPhone right now. I guarantee you. I also have their other hit, Out of My Head.
Yes.
Do I know Out of My Head?
Was I out of my head?
Was I out of my mind? How could I ever be so blind?
That's why I love your love for it, is because as much as people hate it, they can sing every
oh,
fucking
yeah.
word.
Oh,
like
no.
everyone knows.
We went and found yeah, that.
We went down a hole.
The first one, the first Fastball, and yep. we were like screaming it and listening to it in our apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's so fun when something pops into your head and you're like, yep. remember?
Oh, mm-hmm. God. That happened to me on a Turco, the song You Get What You Give. You know that song by New Radicals? Like, don't give up, you got the dreamer's disease. Started playing in the car, and I was like my mind, I forgot that song existed, and
yeah.
I was like, I know all these lyrics.
Yep.
And instantly, I became obsessed with the idea of jumping into a pool in slow motion while that song
yes!
played.
Yes,
that
we
would
have
be great.
To.
That would yeah. be. That's...
Why can't we do things in slow motion?
I wish.
Yet?
I would love that.
Damn I actually it, was yeah. watching that video recently, Drew, and I noticed. There's a Vice sticker on the fucking scooters they ride
no.
in the video. So, guys, Vice is not cool.
No.
So,
I on how? The contrary, I think that's very cool.
Oh, okay.
Because that music video is all about locking up bankers in dog cages.
So, Vice was their stamp was all over that.
So,
see, Ben, you if you put like what's the coolest thing that we can think of?
James Brown.
Like a young. What's his name? Guns N' Roses.
A young Axl Rose?
Yeah.
If we saw that a young Axl Rose was in the music video for Mr. Jones by Counting Crows, I think he's way cooler.
Yes. Oh, because he knew.
Yeah.
He already knew what we didn't know yet.
Mm-hmm. Like, if he was in a Jamiroquai video, he'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, that would be virtual insanity. That
yeah.
Oh, woohoo. All right. Great six sections.
Great six sections. I think we should get it wet.
Let's do it.
Ooh, make it wet.
What do we do here?
Well, we have a contest between the three of us. Haas will be the judge.
Yeah, we're going to gather the some excerpts. We generally gather excerpts from various mediums, and they weren't written to be sexy at all, but we have to put on our sexy voices and make them as sensual as possible.
Great.
So, Haas, what's our source material today?
This week, we'll be reading a love spell how-to, casting instructions for love and lust powder. Diana, you're up first.
Haas,
tell us how
this.
To lust that bust.
Okay.
You will need the following item for this spell. Rose oil, allspice, sugar, and vanilla extract.
All right. Thanks, Haas. That literally made my vagina dry up. All right.
Strange. It got me at full attention.
Here we go. Gather all the ingredients and have about a teaspoon of all the herbs. Next, grab the little bowl and put the herbs in it. After that, light the red candle and say this three times. I'm beautiful and powerful and shall attract love.
Ooh, okay. Thank you put a spell on me.
It's good. Next up is Murph. Here's your love and lust how-to. Now, make love and fun.
Then put a few drops of rose oil and vanilla extract in the little bowl with the herbs.
Ooh.
Mix them all together clockwise while repeating the chant above. After you're done mixing it, put it in the little jar. Seal it.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Oh, that.
Ooh, that jar is sealed.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Badge came back.
Ready for it. Away again.
Last up, we have Drew, who's going to put the fuck back in magic. Here's your how-to, sir.
Put a little bit of the powder on yourself after you're done taking a shower. Then put it on the one person you want to lust for used belongings. Only put it on their belongings about every few weeks. Beware. This spell can be really powerful. And if the person already loves you, it will make him not love you.
Ooh.
Oh. Twist. A sexy twist at the end.
So sexy.
I realize I cannot sound sexy.
I'm terrible at this. Murph always nails.
Yeah.
It's in my wheelhouse.
Haas, what say you?
They all summoned my boner, but the winner is Drew.
Yeah. No, I feel like this is rigged. This is a rigged election. Oh,
never.
No, I mean, I saw you slip Haas a $10 bill before this started. But
yes.
I think we're good.
I also love that would be the ultimate from Trump to think the election is rigged after he's won. That's the real minerals move. He's calling it before it even happens. He's saying, let's see him win and then go, I don't buy the results of this election at all.
This is a rigged
this
election.
This is rigged.
Ooh, Trump winning. How scary. I just remembered it was the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's most terrifying. That's a trick. No treat.
Well, everything's dripping wet now. What do you say we slip on over to virtual sugar? Mm. Oh, we need this cup.
Well, here we know you're not single, but neither are we. But we're all going to pretend we are just for a moment to go on an improvised date.
Oh, great.
So you'll be yourself. You'll pick from this cup. It's either going to be me, Diana, or Haas. You still with us?
Yeah.
All right, great. You transcended in that make it wet, by the
way. Drew's currently picking a name. Of whom he shall go on an improvised date with.
Haas.
Oh, it's Haas.
I got the Haas.
I hope you like tuberculosis. All right.
Sick Haas.
You guys ready to go on a hot date? Murph and I'll jump in.
If need be.
Ready?
Date begins.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, you're Haas, right?
That's me. Yes.
Oh wow, you look just like your photo.
Oh thanks. Yeah, I try not to you know, hide behind fake pictures or, you know, doctored up.
Hey guys, welcome to Couples Hospice. I'm Cheryl.
Oh hey.
We know Haas here only has a couple months. So yeah. Let us know if there's anything we can do to make your stay more comfortable.
Cheryl.
Yes.
Hey Cheryl.
Yep.
Can you do me a favor and shut your fucking mouth?
Whoa.
Sorry.
Looks like someone has a case of the mud days. I'm going to go get some sparks.
I'm
I'll
dying,
be right back.
Okay?
Haas.
Sorry.
I mean, Haas, I don't know how to say this, but the way that you just shit on that nurse, just...
Listen, you get certain liberties when you're dying.
Oh, sure.
One
sure.
of those is you could be exactly how you want to be.
Oh.
I've come into my own, and... I'm a dick.
Oh, I like that.
Do you?
I like that.
Cool.
I'll tell you that right now. The thing is, at first I was sitting there and I was like, this is a little forward for a first date that we're going to your hospice where you're going to die. But yeah. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, bring it on. Yeah.
Give me that drink. I'm thirsty.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Here you go. Here's your sparks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that good?
Daddy like.
Oh, you're a daddy.
I could be your daddy.
Yeah, I like the
But
daddy.
Let's just say I'm pretty disciplined. I give out a lot of spankings.
Oh, really? Like, if I'm bad or if just for fun?
Both.
Ooh.
Hey, but,
I'm,
all right.
I'm here to take out your trash. My name's Oscar. I'm required by law to tell you that I am a registered sex offender. Just going to take out your trash, and that's all.
Great. Hi, Oscar.
Oh, hey.
My name is Drew, and this is the sick man I'm on a date with, Haas.
Oh, you're dating this guy?
Well, we're on a date, but yeah. He's my daddy, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, you got a mean daddy.
Here's some more sparks. Oscar, what are you doing here?
Oh, just taking out the trash.
You're the guy who fisted my ass at that bar last year.
I know, yeah. Apparently, fisting is illegal in Delaware.
Interesting. Oh,
and your sentence was to become a garbage man?
Well, I'm on work release, you know. I had to register, but, you know, they want us to get back into society, but they want society to know where we've been. But
sure.
Just fisting, that was all.
Sure.
It was a dog involved, too.
Oh, there was a dog? Ooh, that might be
it. I pissed on a dog while I was fisting.
This is turning me on, and I'm so excited that... Haas?
I think he's gone, so maybe we should, the three of us, just go to Delaware?
Hold on. His vitals, they're low.
Oh,
he's still alive. Okay.
No, he's gone.
Oh, he's
gone. Oh, we just hooked him up to that machine.
You know, he probably should have been hooked up to that sooner, but
yeah,
fuck it.
What do you say the three of us get out of here and go to a TGI Fridays?
I would love to bloom all of our onions.
Three tickets to Delaware.
Wow.
Oh, what a date.
Death on a date.
Oh, Haas, you're still alive. I'm so glad.
Thanks. I just decided to be an asshole.
No, well, so, I mean, look, you're old and dying.
Yeah.
Or you're young and dying, whatever your situation.
I feel like that's what people do when they die. Right?
Hospice is a hell of a place for a first date, though. It really just gets the juices flowing.
It is. It's a, yeah.
Yeah, I found it very charming, Haas, that you were dying. Anyway, Haas is still alive, and that makes me sad. You know what else makes me sad? Thanks.
Yes, we have to say goodbye to Drew.
No.
But our listeners do not have to say goodbye to Drew. Peep him online by following him on all the social medias at Drew Johnston.
And you can see him in action every Saturday night, 10:30 p.m. at the UCB Theater in Chelsea with Grandma's Ashes. Spooky.
Ooh, Ashes.
Yeah. Ashes.
Also, don't miss Improvised Seinfeld. The next show is Friday, November 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the old UCB Theater, Chelsea.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Thank you, Drew, for joining us.
Thank you, guys. This was a pleasure.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
A treat. Oh, sorry. Still not
with you. A treat and a treat.
The thriller. Oh, we'd like to thank our producer, the Headless Horseman himself, Ben Hosley.
Also, our dead mother, UCB Comedy, tweeted us at Menage Radio, hashtag boo, hashtag...
What was it? Good hashtag?
Oh, clit.
Woke clit.
Woke clit. Hashtag.
Woke clit.
There it is.
That's for women who know what's going on.
Fuck yeah. Haunt us at menageatois.radio@gmail.com.
And check us out online at menageatoisradio.com, the sexiest, scariest website in all the land. Mm-hmm. Mwah. Scary snake. No one's lived here for 200 years.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.